Hey. Oh. This is what you sent me.
There's a different one from what I sent you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're a power one.
Oh. All right, freestyle.
Oh, that's all you. You know I can't freestyle. On the one.
I thought you were going to talk about how much you hate Christmas and shit.
Right? Hate fucking holiday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this beat is called MF Grinch, comma, E, period. Number two.
That's Cooking Soul. I discovered this album a couple days ago. It was from 2019. And I can't stop listening to it. The beats are insane. It's the best Christmas album of all time already, folks. Check this shit out.
It's a Grinch mixtape.
It's insane.
For those of you that also hate Christmas.
Oh. It's for all the Team Grinches out there. Team Grinch back in effect, baby. Fucking love it. Fucking love it. What's going on, man?
Man, you see, I fixed my lighting. Looks a little better.
Yeah, it's a lot better. It looks
a whole lot better, man. Got the little line in the back. You know what I'm saying? I got my shirt off. You know why it's off? Ladies and gentlemen, not only did the Lions defeat the Packers on Thursday night football by a game-winning field goal by Jake Bates, the bricklayer himself, but the Detroit Pistons, the Detroit Bad Boy Pistons, beat the New York Knickerbockers, CJ's team.
Go Knicks.
Quote unquote team.
Go Knicks. Quote unquote, go Knicks.
And CJ immediately believes that he's just bad juju, bad luck for the New York organization. Because ever since he became a quote unquote fan, they've been losing to the Pistons.
Unbelievable, man. I'm telling
you. That's what. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's not over yet. It's still early NBA season, but for our bets of if I'm a sports curse or not, it's not looking good, man. It's just not looking good for any of the teams I root for. I don't want to talk about it, but go on.
Nah, man. You know what? Let me keep the shades on.
Yeah. Trifling ass. Can't stop winning. This is bullshit.
Hey, man. My shirt was on last week because I was actually, you know what I'm saying, pumping the brakes like, hey. We got to snap back to reality. We got to play better. We got to be real as a fan base. And then, you know what? God answers all of our prayers. Blesses the Lions. Blesses the Pistons. And mind you, I forgot to mention, I'm excited by the Lions win because we won with our second string defense. Literally, our front seven were all backups.
Everybody. The whole thing.
You didn't know a single guy except for the guy we traded for.
Yep.
That was it. Didn't know a single.
That's it. Didn't even matter.
And we got the fucking win over an explosive offense. Very proud. Very proud.
That was huge, man. I know you never sweat when it comes to the Lions games because you're in this mode now. You're like, even if they lose, they winning. So fine. Like I told you in a message, us Bears fans are living vicariously through the Lions right now. I have been all season. I'm not even gonna be fronting about it. Like I've been singing their praises since last season. I saw the spark. I saw the switch change, and I saw Detroit go from a scrappy underdog team to an actual powerhouse. That was all last year. So it's well on the record. But we're living vicariously through you guys. So when I started seeing the Packers just stay with you, I'm like, here we go again. Here we're going to get that Bears stink all over them. And then it started getting down to a last-minute field goal this season. And I said, we got our stink all over them. It's me. I'm the curse. It's because I am like somewhat – a Lions fan at this point, like I'm gonna get the stink all over you guys.
Hey, they're America's team now, so who isn't?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, Dallas. Not sorry. They're America's team now. It's not even close. We as a country, I think, unite behind hating the Dallas Cowboys now. It's a common enemy. And they suck. That's the funniest thing, is they're not even good and we're uniting against them. If they're like the Tom Brady Patriots and they just couldn't stop winning, I could see us uniting against the Chiefs. More than the Cowboys. We're just all kicking the Cowboys when they're down now. That's just hilarious. It couldn't happen to a better franchise. But I digress. The fact that it went down to a last-minute field goal, I was sweating bullets, bro. I couldn't sit down. I'm like, it's not even my team.
Your PTSD.
It's not even my team. It all kicked in, man. All the choppers, the fire, it all kicked in, man. I just sat in silence, and I stood up, hands on my head, like, please, God, don't let them lose like this. I am so glad you guys are curse proof. Curse proof. My
Look,
God.
I told you as it was going to happen. I told you before the fact. I said, you know what? The Lions are going to win by a field goal.
Even Vegas had
Yep.
it.
And I was like, you know what? I ain't even tripping, man. We're going to force a field goal. We forced a field goal, tie the game. And then you know what? Our offensive line, Jared Goff, we got it.
Got it. Dan
And we had
Gamble,
it.
man. Dan Gamble.
Dan Gamble. Listen to me and listen to me close. You Packer fans, shut the fuck up about y'all only beat us by a field goal. Shut the fuck up. First of all, we beat y'all with our second string defenders. Let me remind you. Second
ASAP.
of all, we went for five fourth downs. Y'all had five opportunities to get the ball back. Guess how many times we converted on fourth down? Four. Guess how many of those were touchdowns? A lot.
A
So
lot.
I don't want to hear nothing. Nada. Zippo. You guys literally had the destiny in your hands and you guys fumbled. So thank you very much. If you guys are mad at anybody, be mad at Jaden Reed for not getting the
Oh.
open and having zero receptions for 0 yards and one target.
I think that man had like 0.2 points in fantasy.
And you know what? Terrion Arnold was not even guarding him. That's what makes it more concerning. But I
Damn.
digress.
Win's a win. Doesn't matter, baby.
Win's a win.
And congratulations to the Lions. For the first time ever in their history, they have won 11 games in a row. 11. That's a
Wait, ever?
ever. You've never done it. 11 games in a row and officially clinching a playoff spot.
We
Just
pouring
like
it.
that. Wow. I'll pour
I
out
didn't
with
even
you
know
for that
that.
one.
We pouring up.
You didn't
That's
even
how
know. Look
much
at
we've
that.
sucked. That's
Look
how
at
much we've
that.
sucked throughout my lifetime.
Wow, I'm giving you your own history. That's fucking crazy. Y'all have never done it before. So when I said it again, like I said at the beginning of the season, if y'all ain't winning it this year, man, it's a cursed season. Something went wrong in the script. Somebody went off script, off book. I don't see how the Lions, and the people who are still not on board here, who still think you can name me another team that matches up on every facet of the game, like the Detroit Lions do. Playing the best football of their entire organization's history.
Talking about quarterback to kicker. Talking about fucking gunner. That's
Top to
a huge
bottom,
fault.
head coach, front office, the whole shebang, the entire thing. Show me one organization that's run better right now that can put a better on-field product than the Detroit Lions. And I dare you to say Kansas City. I dare you. I dare you. I double dog dare you
If
because
Kansas
that
City
Chiefs.
plays like how they've been playing all year against my Detroit Lions, oh God, the Lions win by 15, 16, 17 points easy.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing the same old Chiefs. I know they're kind of inevitable. Y'all just keep kind of giving them wins.
You
But
know what?
like,
We're going to expose their run defense
exactly. I'm waiting for the buzzsaw to happen.
because
That's
we know their secondary is the strength of their defense. It's that front seven. And what's the strength of our offense? Our offensive line.
must be nice to have an offensive line.
Yeah, sometimes Jared Goff just sits back there and pats the ball. Probably goes and finds his wife in the stands. I'm like, hey, honey, watch this.
Hey,
Love it.
weapons all across the board. Again, couldn't happen to a better franchise. So I am, for one, saying congratulations on all the success. Can't wait to see him in the playoffs. It's going to be magic. I'm not going to talk about the Bears today. I refuse. The Bears make me want to burn my jerseys and put a bag over my head. So we're not going to talk about the Bears today or what happened in the game. Nope. I'm not okay. So I'm just going to keep moving on with that. So I can stay happy during this joyous season. And instead, we're going to say, fuck all that shit. And me and my boy here are just going to do blind rankings the entire episode, get lit as fuck, have a bunch of fun, and make me forget to cry for today and every day hereafter because my franchise is the worst it's ever been
It's
in my
okay. We'll cry
existence.
together. We're gonna cry
Okay.
together.
I appreciate that.
My
It's a
tears
lot of
will be of
support.
joy, though.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just tears are tears. Whether
Got
they're
you, got you.
joyful or sorrow, I'll still take the tears. So thank
Got you.
you.
Still gonna make
Thank
it
you.
rain.
Okay, we'll make it.
Like what I
We'll make it
did
rain.
there.
Yes, that was clever. That was clever. Let's get the show on the road. What do you say, sir?
Cue the music.
One, two, three. Hey.
spilled my damn whiskey already. It's our see. I can't even talk about the Bears without just feeling shambles, just a sense of dread, just weighing on me. It's the fucking worst. But that's all right. We're gonna keep it very positive around here. Thank you once again, folks, for tuning into the Bank Bro Show. My name is Siege, your humble host. That's my guy Rizzy, shirtless as always. I'm pretty sure this is just his uniform now for the show. It's just shirtless. Mm-hmm. With sunglasses. So I'm glad you found your look.
With the Cuban League.
Yes. You got to have the giant. The link is only going to get bigger. If he gets a Super Bowl, folks, I'm telling you, he's going to look like, I don't know, name a rapper here. Just iced out.
I'm going to get a pendant of the Detroit Lions logo if we win the Super Bowl. I swear.
Big fucking lion head. Just.
Yeah.
Blue, but it's got to be like, yeah. Blue diamond. Blue diamonds?
Blue diamonds and all.
Damn. It's got to be like the size of like an eight ball, though. Like, you need like a massive fucking lion head.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. The yeah. fucking logo.
Damn. Right, that'd be fucking crazy. I like it, though. But yeah, let's get into these blind rankings. We'll explain again, since people don't always listen, because we can't expect you to listen every single week. But just in case you haven't been listening the last couple of weeks, where the fuck you been? Number one. And number two.
Under a rock.
It's got to be under a rock, you know? Like, for people who don't know blind rankings, essentially what we're doing is we're going to take a subject. We're both actually going to take the same swing on the same subjects. Instead of last time, I was just firing questions off at Rizzy. We're going to both do rankings this time. And this is not like top 10 of any of these subjects. It's just a group of 10. And you rank them without knowing what the next one's going to be. And you end up seeing a very funny ranking list from that. So what we're going to do is quite a few subjects over this episode, and then we'll post all of our results, let you guys vote on everything, and let us know who had the better list, and we'll do shots based on your results. So we'll make it very fun for your enjoyment. It's fun for the kids. It's fun for everybody. So buckle up. Which category do you think you want to start with, sir?
You know what? Let's start with holidays.
Holidays. Oh my God. That's like the one I was like, I like four holidays. And I don't care about the rest of them. But I'm curious on your list on this one, then.
All right, bet. You want me to give you my list first?
Or, sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that.
All right, bet. So, first holiday I have for you is your favorite, Christmas.
10.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hard 10.
All right. Christmas 10 for CJ. Yes. Holiday number two, I got Juneteenth. People like to leave that one out.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm going to say 7 on that one.
7, okay.
I appreciate Juneteenth. I can't say I necessarily do much different, but I get off of that day now. Thanks, bank holidays. Hey. So I got to give it some love. Thank you for giving me a day off, you know?
Hey, there you go. All right. Question for you.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, and since we're just kicking it, can you see Juneteenth moving up on your list in the near future? And if you do, how? And if you don't, why not?
Just in general, my favorites list.
Yeah, just in general. Just in general. I'm just curious. I'm not, you know, judging you.
No. I don't see it moving up my list unless I take more of an active approach to my local community, which I would say is not predominantly Black. So it's a little tough unless I move. There's not a lot of opportunity in this city for me to do something to help the Black community. I would have to travel. So there would be some effort involved, and I would have to maybe, you know, make a personal attestment to making that more, especially when I have mixed kids. So it's a good thing you asked me that question. I never really gave it much thought, but I could always donate or volunteer on a day like that and show my kids that, like, you know, we should be investing in Black communities and I should be giving some of that success back to people who gave me, you know, helped get me there. So yeah, let me change my answer. I would say eventually, yes, as long as I can maintain this sense of you really should do more. And that's going to be something I work on in the future, especially the older I get. It's becoming more apparent how important that is. So yeah, potentially.
Okay. Good answer.
Thank you for that. I never thought about that. That was all just top of the dome. Like,
no, it literally was.
Why don't I celebrate that more? Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I should have.
Very interesting, man. Very interesting.
I like it.
This is why me and my partner right here enjoy episodes like this with you guys, because we can all just have a drink and just kick back and fuck sports for a little bit. Pause.
Exactly. Whoop. I mean, certain ones, sure, you know. Volleyball's pretty awesome. Women's volleyball's pretty awesome. Anyway, moving on. Oh my god. That's too all early right. for that shit. Go on.
Number three, I have none other than Easter Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to give that a four.
Four. Okay.
Four. And it's not because of anything religious. It's because I'm a dad. And that is one of like the best days for your kids is the Easter egg hunt, the Easter bunny, the candy, all that stuff. So seeing them, like I never gave a shit about it growing up, you know, as an adult or anything until I had kids. And now I'm like, okay, that's a lot of fun seeing them kind of just be able to chill out, be in, you know, nice clothes, but still have a really good time and enjoy times with the family. Usually dinner's banging too. That's another, I would say, underrated dinner holiday. We talk, I know Thanksgiving gets all the credit it should and it deserves, but Easter Sunday dinner, I've had some crazy Easter Sunday dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks don't know how to do that shit. So,
I've witnessed it.
Yes, sir. So that's pretty high. I'd say that's top five for me. Yeah.
Top five. Okay. He has it right inside his top five at number four, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Number four, I have none other than the Patriotic President's Day.
Nine. Fuck presidents. Fuck them all.
Fuck presidents.
It'll be 10 if I didn't hate Christmas so much.
He said if they ain't dead presidents, they don't fucking matter.
That's what I'm saying. They never lie, man.
All right. How about this one? Martin Luther King Day.
See, that's another one like Juneteenth where I love it, but I don't do enough about it. Where did I have Juneteenth?
You had a seven.
Do I have an eight yet?
You do not have an eight.
Put it at eight.
Eight? Okay, so seven, eight, nine, and 10 are all taken up.
Yeah, for the same reasons. Yep.
Got you. So you got Christmas, President's Day, MLK Day, Juneteenth.
Okay, I'm feeling good. Feeling good so far.
Got you. And then Easter at four.
Easter at four. Yes. Okay.
All right. Next, I have Valentine's Day. Special one for you.
Oh, God. 7, 8, 9, 10 are gone, right?
Yes.
6.
Six. Said, what's the next worst one? All right.
Exactly. If I could do, like, multiples at level 10, I would. And this is why I was saying the holiday list is going to be, like, tough for me, because I'm a hater. I hate most holidays. It's just, like, there's a few great ones, but the most of them are just a waste of time. And Valentine's Day, fun fact, my wife feels the same way about that day. Neither one of us celebrate Valentine's Day. Never have.
Nice.
Never have. We have always been those people who are like, and I know it sounds cheesy, but it's like, if I got to pick one specific day out of the year to celebrate our love, it's not real love. That's just Valentine's Day is supposed to be every day. I show her love in many multiple creative, aggressive, exciting ways. Don't you cry in that cup over there. There's supposed to be tears of joy over there. But that's the thing, man. Like, we said that from day one. Like, we don't celebrate like that. That's not love languages and things. You know, I show her many ways of how I'm into her.
Oh.
You ever seen Pepe Le Pew? Okay, so that's a role model of mine, because that dude wouldn't take no for an answer. And it wasn't in, like, an aggressive way too much where you just wouldn't take a real no, because no means no, folks. But that man was confident that was his. That was his destiny. He's like Steve Urkel. At some point, you're going to get Laura. That's how I was. So that's just real love, man. Fuck Valentine's Day. Ain't nothing about it. That's February 14th to us. That's it.
He gave it the number six. You know what comes after that? The number nine.
Now, see, our anniversary is the day after Valentine's Day. So that's when that number comes into play. But I digress. It made me go there. You made me go there.
All right,
Heavy sip.
Wait, hold on. Question for me and from the viewers and listeners. What made you guys wait till after Valentine's Day? Was it your guys' built up combined hatred for Valentine's Day itself?
Or
were you guys just like, you know what, let everyone have that day and we'll be the day after, because then everyone will know it's our day?
Oh, no, it wasn't anything like that. It was we wanted a winter wedding that was like her, because she's a, as you know, I am the Grinch, but my wife is directly from Whoville. She is the ambassador of Christmas. The ambassador of Christmas.
It makes sense.
Yes. So the reason I'm so adamantly against like thanks, you know, Christmas encroaching on Thanksgiving is because my wife, if it was up to her, she would have the Christmas shit up 24/7. She does Christmas in July. Everything is holiday, jubilation. So I have to kind of keep the shit at bay. But the only reason we got that day is just it was like Valentine's Day weekend. It was a winter wedding. So the chance of having like a light snowfall were high. And then, you know, it was about a year after I proposed to her. So it was about timing as well. So it was just a perfect time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Interesting.
Good question. Thank you, viewers.
We finding out a lot from CJ from these blind ranking games.
And it's the first one.
And it's the first one. I love it. Next holiday also starts with a V. Also very important. Veterans Day.
Five.
Five. I knew it.
I'm just going backwards here. Again.
All right, man. So that means you're...
No disrespect to vets. I have vets in my family. It's no disrespect at all. It's just I'm not military. None of my immediate family is. I barely know any personally. And again, thanks thank for you the for the holiday off. Thank you for the day. We fucking harmonize that shit. Woo! That is the biggest part of it, really. But again, all thanks to their service. I definitely stand. I definitely put the hat off. Clap at the baseball games. Trust me. Thank you for your service. However, it just doesn't directly affect me, so it's a five.
Respect the honesty, my man.
Right. That's only honesty.
Now this holiday, I know you celebrate this one, and it's in your top five. Kwanzaa.
Oh, God. What do I have? One, two, and three left?
Yep. One, two,
oh,
and three.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a trap, and I know it. I'm going to give Kwanzaa a two.
A two?
To split the difference, because I don't know what these other ones are now. And I'm a little worried. So I'm going to give Kwanzaa a two.
Mostly you got a little too cute.
I got a little too cute in my rankings. But Kwanzaa's number two, and I'm going to give you one biggest reason why. It's because when I was in seventh grade, I did a book report on Kwanzaa, and I got an A.
Oh, see, it was meant to be. It was meant for you to hear Kwanzaa and do Kwanzaa back then.
Exactly. I don't celebrate Kwanzaa, but I know a lot about it. Fair.
Number two, I know you love this holiday. Like, no sarcasm. I know you do. St. Paddy's Day.
Ooh! Well, shit. If there's only two left.
One or three.
I have to give it a one. I have to.
One.
Because not only am I Irish, that's my people. Ireland is top of my fucking bucket list. It really is. But also, my wife's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
See? He picked the right answer. He clapping cheeks tonight, y'all. Give this man a round of applause.
Oh, my God. One can only hope, sir. When you're married, nothing is certain. I'll just put it that way.
Get the fuck up.
I could have a plan, but all the plans in the world don't matter if hers is a, I'm tired. So then it's a. Yes, St. Patty's is the fucking best, but okay. So what's the other one?
Man, it's the best of them all. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So you know that's number one in my heart. But it's number three on the list. It's number three on the list because I wasn't sure if you're going to put it on there. But y'all know it's number one in my heart.
Hey, it's top three. That's respectable.
It's top three.
It's respectable.
St. Patty's, Kwanzaa, and Thanksgiving. If that doesn't sum me up.
Oh, my God.
As a person.
Honestly, that's it. That's a bona fide GOAT top three.
I'm good.
God. What else do you need? Fuck it. You got a booze day, you got a food day, and you got a plenty days.
Right. Like, I'm good. Perfect. Perfect. I love it so much. Oh, my God. Okay. Read back the top 10 for me then.
All right. So
read back the 10.
At number 10, we have Christmas. At number 9, we have President's Day. At number 8, we have MLK Day. At number 7, we have Juneteenth. At number 6, we have Valentine's Day. At number 5, we have Veterans Day. At number 4, we have Easter.
Okay.
At number 3, we got Thanksgiving. Number 2, we got Kwanzaa. Yeah, Kwanzaa was number 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then number 1, St. Paddy's.
Love it. I love it.
Honestly, that's a pretty good list.
I think it was. But now it's your turn.
Fuck.
I'm ready for this one. I'm going to start with April Fool's Day.
April has a lot of good holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's go number 5.
Number 5?
Yep. And I'm going to take a hit. Shout out, April.
April's a great month. Okay, number five. I like it. How about Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day. Honestly, fuck Groundhog Day.
What the groundhogs ever do to you?
When that shit don't look at its shadow, it's going to be winter again, right? Like, longer?
Yep, that's how it works.
So fuck that shit when they don't see their shadow. How do you not fucking see your shadow? Just look fucking down, you dumbass.
Oh, God.
Why is that's a holiday... Why is a holiday based around what the fucking animal does? Aren't holidays made for humans? This is number 10.
Number 10. Wow.
Most useless holiday of all time.
With authority. That's amazing. Okay. Here's another one for you. How about tax day?
Which tax day? The day you file them or?
The day of the return. I know the day you file it is the actual deadline. And
yeah,
holiday,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean the day you get the tax return.
Oh, that one.
That one. Tax return day.
Well, God has been so good.
Blessings.
His servant has worked so hard and he sees it and it's come back full circle. Oh, this is number three.
Number three. Oh, my God. It's a lovely day. It's a beautiful day.
This is a second form of a savings account that gets dumped onto you. Because don't let them fool you, ladies and gentlemen. That's all your money. That ain't tax money.
Right?
You worked for it.
Exactly.
Whether you did it in the bedroom with your kids that you claiming, or you actually worked for it.
Either way, your money.
Your money.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Yes.
Anyway, how about Cinco de Mayo?
Ooh, Cinco de Mayo. This one, I should have put number five just to, you know, be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to put number six. I don't celebrate it a lot, but I took a lot of Spanish classes throughout my years in middle school and high school. And those were always some of the funnest, best times in Spanish class. Although, honestly, Spanish was one of my favorite subjects ever. I had a great teacher. Shout out to Senorita Mons. Hope you're doing well. She's a diehard Packer fan.
I was on board until then. Nope.
Yeah. But no, she, I'm pretty sure Hakeem knows her as well.
What's Spanish for the Packers fucking suck? El queso.
El stucco.
I don't think it would be queso. Probably not. God. Okay. I wish I took Spanish too. By the way, I took 14 years of French. I don't use that shit at all, bro.
Hold on. You said 14 years?
Yes, 14 years of it. I don't use none of that shit. If I took 14 years of Spanish, I'd probably be making double my salary right by now. You learn Spanish, folks. It's the wave of the future. Ridiculous. Wish someone had told me that shit. Anyway, how about Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. All right, hold up. I have a question because this holiday normally trips me up with Veterans Day.
Me too.
Really? Because it's like, what is...
remember which one is the reason for which.
Right. That was my question. What's the reason for this one?
I think one is to celebrate... I think Veterans Day is to celebrate veterans of all. And Memorial Day is to remember those we've lost, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that one.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, people, but I think that's the reason for it.
Okay. I'll put that one number seven.
Number seven.
I feel like... This is going to sound weird and dark, but I should probably shut. I should probably, hold on, let me do this just for.
Oh, the lights are off, folks.
All right. So I have a pretty unique relationship around death, meaning I understand what death entails and kind of what it means after life. And I'm under the impression that as peacefully as we can, we need to leave those who are gone alone. We need to let them be because they're not of this world anymore.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And so I'm not saying don't remember or don't miss anybody, but I'm just simply saying you got to let them go. Like literally let them go because they're not here. They have to go and transition. That's the journey they're on. They're not on the same journey we are on now. So you got to let them go on their journey. Trust that you guys will meet again because you guys will.
See, that's going to lead me to go down a rabbit hole and ask you a bunch of questions about how you feel about ghosts and poltergeists. But we can save all that for a different episode, sir.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be a fun one.
Yes, that's a fun one. But I would say if we go down that route, we're not going to get through any of these fucking rankings. So let's just keep it. Put a pin in that one. Put a pin in that
through one. A dart.
Just like through a dart. There you go. Okay. We'll stay on the patriotic side, but the 4th of July. Independence Day.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. 4th of July's be lit, especially in the Hmong community. I ain't going to lie. I'll put that number two.
Number two.
Yeah. Should like be lit.
Fourth of July. Yeah.
We fucking great. Have a big ass like sports tournament slash festival in Minnesota. The Hmong community every year. I'm talking about Hmong people from all over the world. I'm talking about California, France, Australia, all come to fucking St. Paul, Minnesota on July 4th weekend to celebrate this fucking holiday. All we do is get fucking lit, play sports, and get more lit.
Nice. I know you always talk about your adventures in the land and shit, and like, I got your secret organizations and fun events that none of us get invited to, but it's fine.
Hey,
enjoy
hey,
yourselves out there.
you wouldn't even have an interest to go and come join us because you got a whole family.
Trust me when I say I don't mean me specifically.
Oh.
I mean us as in my generation. That's all. I am too fucking tired for that shit.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
But you have fun. I appreciate you acknowledging the oldness. Thank you. It means a lot.
Hey, man, I'm 30 now, too. So I'm unk now, too, when I go out. So
don't forget that. Oh, you're unk now. Oh, no. Okay, unk, where do you put Halloween as he sparks one up?
Do I have number four available?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it number four.
Yeah, 1, 4, 8, and 9. So you're putting Halloween at number four.
I'll put it number four.
Okay.
Halloween, I normally have an ample amount of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I like dressing up. I like cosplay.
Oh, God.
you know what I'm saying? I fucks with Halloween.
Fucks with Halloween. Okay. What about Earth Day?
Earth Day? Honestly, I'm sorry, man. If it ain't 420, it ain't really Earth Day. So that's number nine.
I mean, that's a fair point. You don't plant the trees on Earth Day, man?
No, I'm trying to smoke some trees.
Right. I mean, it's kind of returning them back to nature in a certain way, right? That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Where do you put, you have 1 and 8 left, but this is going to test you. Where do you put Hanukkah?
1 and 8. Fuck. Hanukkah? All right, man. I'm going to take the risk. I got to put it number 8.
Number 8?
I've never celebrated it in my life.
Man, I went to a mostly Jewish high school, so I actually celebrated it a lot. And
damn.
Yeah, I know. It was weird how it happened like that, but all my friends were Jewish. So, you know, you're part of families and you're friends with people and you're there around those holidays. And I've sat down a couple Passovers and things like that. So it's pretty cool. It's interesting seeing a different side of things, you know, but
yeah,
that's exactly how it is. But that unfortunately means, sir, that your number one holiday is Sweetest Day. Which I think is the most hallmark holiday of all time.
Bro.
So let's go over this list one more time. From 10 to 1, it's Groundhog Day at 10. Earth Day. He said, fuck the Earth. Hanukkah at number 8. Memorial Day. Cinco de Mayo at 6. April Fool's Day is at 5. 4 is Halloween. Tax Return Day is at 3. Great holiday. 4th of July is 2. And Sweetest Day, his favorite, at number 1. How nice. You put love over money. I respect that, dude, about you.
You know, man, really, dude, man, fuck you, man. Because, man, fucking Sweetest Day, like, it had to be, you just had to put Sweetest Day.
You put Valentine's Day, I knew you would. So I was like, I'm gonna trip him up with that stupid fucking holiday that people celebrate that I can't stand.
I have happy memories with a girl I don't have happy memories with on Sweetest Day, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Oh, no.
That's why I said, wow. I mean,
that's amazing. So it was meant to be, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's what I'm saying.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Just for that, I'll let you pick the next category.
All right, next category. Let's spice things up, man. Let's give the people what they want. Let's go R&B singers.
Oh, the R&B singers. Okay, who's going first?
You go first this time.
Like me ask you?
Yeah, you ask me first
this
time.
We'll do the snake draft?
Sure,
we'll do snake. Oh, man, here we go. I'm excited about this. R&B singers. Oh, yeah, I took a sip too. R&B singers. This one, I'm very curious how this is going to go for you.
This one's going to be fun because I got some good ones for you.
Same. Okay, here we go. Number 1 on the list, Usher.
Fuck.
Usher Raymond, that is. Number two.
Oh. Two, yeah.
Now, okay, before we go any further, I'll let you change your answer if you need to.
Nope.
What are we? Okay, just making sure. Are we basing this off of, like, just overall talent or, like, discography?
Okay. How about this? Because you and I, we, although we like similar things, we look at things in different lenses.
Exactly what I'm asking.
So you can base your list on whatever you want.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm going to base my list off of, honestly, what I like best.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. That's kind of what I'm going off of too, but yeah.
Okay. And then if it comes down to it, then I'll debate between discography. But it's going to be kind of hard being blind rankings, you know what I mean? But
yeah, totally fair. Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yep.
Okay, Usher at two.
Usher at two.
Next on the list, Erykah Badu.
Ooh.
Good luck.
Four.
Mm, I actually think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially this early. This early, you don't know. Yep. So, okay.
Not only do I like that, but I agree mentally.
Exactly. Okay. Where do you put Beyonce?
Man, this might piss a lot of people off.
I know it's going to.
I'm putting her 10.
I knew it. That's why I put her on the list.
I'm putting her 10, man. I'm not saying she can't sing because she got pipes. Pause.
Of course. Pause. I think, yes.
But I'm just not a fan of her work.
Yeah, and we put that on the show before too. It's like, I don't know. I'm not the audience for her.
Don't get me wrong. Like she has good albums. You know, yeah. like
immense talk about talent.
Is it that Sasha Fierce album?
I don't know. I never heard it.
The one that should have won the Grammy, but Taylor Swift did.
Yes, that's the one. I think that's the one.
Yeah, like that's a great album. But I think we have to keep in mind we're taking in account all the greats.
Yeah,
I think that's where we're headed. So
yeah, on the rest of the list, you're not wrong.
If that's where we're going, I'm sorry. Yeah, we ain't going by looks.
Yeah, no, we're not going to go there with that. Okay. Beyonce's 10.
Beyonce's 10.
Where do you put Mary J. Blige?
Ooh, that's a good one, man, because Mary J. Blige, man, I love Mary J. She can fucking sing. I view her as one of the queens of R&B. I'll put her number 5, right behind Badu.
Okay. I like it. I love Mary J. But I do love Erykah Badu, too. So those are 4 and 5 is...
You could swap those, honestly.
You really could.
But now it's set in stone.
Yes, I like it. How about Diana Ross?
Diana Ross. You know, I know she came before Mary J, but I'm going to have to rank her below Mary J.
Okay.
She'd be 7.
7? Okay.
7. Yes.
She was queen for a bit.
Yeah, no, she definitely was. I'm just anticipating what's on the list and what's to come because I may like some things more than her, but I know there's going to be a couple of singers on this list that don't stack up to what she's brought to the game. So
yeah, I feel that. Okay, so we'll put her at 7. Where do you rank Janet Jackson?
Janet, ooh. Now this, okay. You know, I'll be completely honest. I view Janet Jackson almost in the same light I do Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
interesting. I'll be
completely honest, man.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just not a fan. Again, we're not talking about looks.
Man.
We're not talking about looks, all right? No. We're talking about music here, all right?
Of course.
I'm putting her number 9. I think she's overrated.
Okay. Wow. That was an eye-opener, but okay.
But I'll give her... I won't give her that. No, I won't give her that.
Can't even give her that. Damn.
Nope. Because I don't feel confident about that. I was going to say, but I do think she's better than Beyonce, but I don't know. They might be equal to me, which is honestly not bad. That's not a bad thing to say. Because I'm not saying they're terrible. I'm just saying compared to the greats, they're on the back end.
That's fair. Yeah. This is going to be fun. Luther Vandross.
Oh, my Lord. Luther Vandross. Man, he up there for me, bro. What I got available, man? So
you have
6, 5, and 4 are gone.
You have 6. You have 1, 3, 6, and 8 left.
1, 3, 6, and 8? I'll give him 6.
6. All right.
6. Okay. So I got 1, 3, and 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And next on the list is Whitney Houston.
Fuck. Dog, I'm had to put her three.
Three.
Hold up.
Oh, you sure?
It's not final yet, man, but I might have to. Dog, Whitney, though? Whitney,
two to, with two to go.
With two to go. Oh, man. You know, let's put Whitney three, man, because okay. Whitney, whew, you talking
it's
about.
Hard to beat Whitney.
That's a sanger.
Sanger. Oh, my God. Okay, last two. What, between one and eight, where do you put Prince?
Now, see?
Oh,
I'm not a big fan of Prince.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. See, look, ladies and gentlemen, CJ loves Prince. Absolutely adores the man. And you know what? You may agree. You may agree. I'm not taking his place away in the music history, because I know he's one of the GOATs. But personally, I'm not a fan of his music. So you I are. Do feel comfortable putting him at eight, because I do respect what he's done more than Janet and Beyonce. I will say that.
Mm.
And okay. Actually, a couple people ranked ahead of him as well. But I have to put him eight now. So he'll be eight.
I'm going to try to not let that affect our friendship. Just going to
fuck.
Just going to take down the chin.
I'm honestly curious as to see who defaults to the one.
The default at one, I would argue, was not a bad choice. It is Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. I would have put him number one. Definitely. Yeah. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. That's my shit. Hell yeah. I would have put him one. I love my list.
Oh, man. From 10 to 1, he has Beyonce, Janet, Prince, Diana Ross, Luther Vandross, Mary J. Blige, Erykah Badu, Whitney Houston, Usher, Marvin Gaye at 1.
Ooh, yes, sir, yes, sir. That shit is fire, ladies and gentlemen.
Other than the egregious use of Prince, I actually am okay with this list.
sorry.
I'm trying to forgive it.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Yeah. I'm going to grab a pen.
Okay, go for it. Oh, thank God he has pants on. Oh. Thank God.
All right, sir. Ooh, look at my obliques.
Look at your what?
My obliques.
Obliques. Who says that? Look at my obliques. Maybe because I don't know what an oblique is, because oblique. I don't have them. So I didn't think that was something you could admire, but yeah. You don't have to show them off.
They look like ribs, but they're not like ribs.
Oh, they're like the little ribs on the little, on the lower.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is, bro. That doesn't exist in the jelly-filled donut I have down here. So you enjoy your obliques. I'm ready for my list.
If I can cook like you, I'd probably be skinny. Well, my metabolism is just crazy.
But... Yeah, you'd burn through it real easy. But it gave you a run for your money, that's for damn sure.
All right, sir. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Because number one I have for you, I also have Usher.
Ah, that's hilarious. I'm going to put him at five.
Usher five. Okay. Respect that.
Usher was one of the first CDs I ever bought. In fact, I believe he was the very first CD I ever bought in my entire life.
My Way?
Of course it was My Way.
Is that, honestly, My Way, top three Usher album?
I think so. It still holds up to this very day, people. So
absolutely. I like that one. What is it? 8701?
87, yep.
And I like Confessions.
Confessions is always great. That was signature album, of course. Mm. But My Way was, for me, I was like, okay, this cat can sing. So
My Way. That's
that shit was fire. Maybe a little problematic looking back at it now. But
oh, man. Lyrics, but you know what? You didn't give a damn when you were how old singing that shit?
Third grade. Thank you. Let's just say third grade and not give him the real answer for that one. But yes, put it at five for me.
All right. Number two, I have none other than Miss Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. People might disagree with me on this one. I'm going to say nine.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Hey, man. Throw a tomato at this. No, I'm playing. Yep. Don't do that.
I know. I know. What? But if we're talking all-timers, if I'm being honest, as much as I respect Alicia Keys and her talent, and again, we're not talking about looks here, not at all. But if I'm being honest, I'm not a big fan. Her music, just, she's got great songs, but I never throw it on the Spotify. I never go search for her in the vinyls. She's a fantastic singer who's, I am not in her demographic or need her type of music in my life. So I'm sorry. Again, no knock. She's amazing talent, but I'm just not the guy.
I respect that. I respect it.
That's all there is to it.
I absolutely adore Alicia Keys. So I'm on the opposite end of that. But, you know, I do respect your opinion.
Right. I totally get it. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm just good. It's the same with like Taylor Swift for me. Everybody loves Taylor Swift. I'm just like, it's not for me.
See, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
I'm good, fuck.
All right, man. Number three. See, you and I, we have great taste in music because I also have Erykah Badu.
Hey, look at that. I'm going to put her at four.
Hey, you and I both had her at four.
Yeah. Susie's at four. I was like, that's exactly where I'd put her.
Yep. Absolutely.
Uber talented. Again, problematic, but again, the
in a good way.
I was going to say, she makes you think. She's a critical thinker.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the spell she puts on some of these MFers out there, she obviously holding some in the bedroom too. She changes men. That's all I'm saying. And you can only do that with the magic, you know what I'm saying?
With a magic cookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Erykah Badu is high ranked. Yes.
All right. Number four. Fourth name on the list, we got Frank Ocean.
Oh, I'm gonna say six.
Number six, okay. Mm. You know what? That's in my opinion, that's fair.
Yeah, I respect Frank Ocean's entire catalog.
Oh yeah, like he's a very solid R&B artist.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I got nothing against Frank Ocean at all. I just respect the older talent a little higher. That's all. That's really all it is.
Understood. Understood. Next. Talk about older talent. We got R. Kelly.
Oh no! Why would you put him in this?
Because I'll let you have it.
It's about the music. I know. That's why we gotta put him out here. Oh,
but it's your list. It's your list. Remember that.
I know.
You still got 10.
I have to put him at 10 on principle alone.
Okay, I
on
get it.
Principle alone. I'm not trying to get our show canceled because we're still trying to grow this shit. I'm doing this on principle alone.
Then I'll hold my opinion.
Yes. If we put all the, I'll say mine. If we put all the bullshit aside and just take the talent, he's three. He's three.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
He's better than Usher minus the bullshit. He's better than Usher.
It's not even close in my opinion. R. Kelly, as an R&B singer, as purely an R&B singer, is a top three artist of all time. I'm just putting that out there. But
I'm with you.
On principle alone, he must be a 10 here.
I'm with you. Now, number six, we got Miss SZA.
Oh, what do I have left?
So you have 1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
That's it. You did 5 already,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna try
to play this based on my audience. Because if you're going SZA, I feel like you're not going super old with your R&B singers, which makes me want to put SZA at 3.
3? Okay. No, that's very respectable, honestly.
Because when it comes to R&B music, as you saw on my list, I can go back far when it comes to the music I know of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you would go that as far back as I would. And SZA, in my opinion, when it's all said and done, I think will be considered, not even just in this unit, an overall top 10 talent ever. Like, she's got one of the most insanely talented voices I've ever heard someone sing with. And she's so natural.
I was just going to say that. Hypnotizing and natural.
Yes. You can listen to it endlessly. She puts you in a trance. So I haven't heard someone quite like her in a long time. Did you but say an innuendo?
What?
I thought you were going to drop an innuendo. You're like, you like, stop yourself. I was like, oh.
Nope. I was going to say, bam, SZA? I could play Snooze back to back for a whole day.
I think you have, haven't you?
Not blink an eye. Sing that shit front to back.
Right. It's a banger track, man. So, yeah, she's up there, man. She's definitely up there.
I got Michael Jackson.
Numero uno. I'll fight that to the death. Michael Jackson is the greatest singer of all time. Nobody can do what Michael Jackson did. As a performer, on stage, on a record, vinyl, style, everything. Michael Jackson was untouchable. 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 There you go. I'd say it 3 times.
Man, honestly, I'd put MJ number 1, too.
Untouchable. That's 4 times.
He's different.
Totally. He's totally different.
This is the real MJ. I don't give a damn. The real MJ is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. 100%. The actual GOAT. So,
yes.
Easy one.
I think I know where you're going to put this guy. Marvin Gaye.
I'm going to say two.
Yep, I knew it.
Yeah.
Very good choice.
Yeah. That's what the fucking. The Trouble Man soundtrack is one of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life. It's a soundtrack to a movie. Marvin Gaye was impeccable as a singer. I have three of his fucking vinyls in my house right now. And they're all fucking heat. So, yeah, Marvin Gaye is also untouchable.
Whew. I definitely agree. I had him number one on my list, as you know. I just love that power in his voice, that deep baritone voice.
My God.
Man, he can move mountains with his voice.
Totally. And he's saying about real shit, too.
Yeah.
Paying bills and shit. Like, man. Yeah, I listened to him as a kid. I didn't understand Marvin Gaye as a kid. As an adult, I was like, Marvin Gaye understood everything around him.
Yeah. You know, like, it's, I forgot who told me this, but an OG told me this back when I was young. He said, look, sometimes you got to listen to a song, not the next day, but the next 15 years. To really truly understand what this song means, because you got to go through life. You got to be on a certain scale, certain vibe in life to actually feel this.
100%.
That's how I feel about Marvin Gaye, too.
Yeah. Every time I listen to Marvin Gaye, I would just turn that shit on. I could just vibe. Like, my whole family loves Marvin Gaye. That's the shit. So,
love it.
So, then who's the last one?
So, I got two left. I got Tony Braxton.
Woo! What do I have left?
Hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 7 and 8.
7 and 8. Lay them straight. Tony Braxton's a 7.
7. That means number 8 would be Mr. Breezy himself, Chris Brown.
I'm actually okay with that.
I know you are. I know you are.
I'm okay with that.
On my list, Chris Brown is actually number 2 all time.
I know he is because that's your boy. But you got to remember, I don't say I'm too old for Chris Brown, but like when he got the highest popularity, I was already like in my old head kind of phase. So like
Definitely. And I get that. Because it's like how I am with J. Cole right now.
Exactly.
Like, to how people are with Lil Durk, for example.
Yes, just committed to that. Right. So like, I get that shit. So okay, I like it. I like my list. I'm good.
I'll read your list back to you. 10 to 9. Okay. I mean 10 to 1.
10 to 9.
At 10, you got R. Kelly. At 9, you got Alicia Keys. 8, Chris Brown. 7, Tony Braxton. 6, Frank Ocean. 5, Usher Raymond. Number 4, Erykah Badu. Number 3, SZA. Number 2, Marvin Gaye. And number 1, the GOAT. You know who he is.
The numero uno. The head honcho. That's what I'm talking about. I like it. Those are good ones.
All right, my man. So how about you pick the topic, and then I'll ask you the first one.
Let's do video games.
Video games. All right.
This one is going to be fun for me.
I have an interesting list for you, man, because I'm sure you played at least 9 of these games.
It's probably all of them. I spent most of my – when you were out there getting bitches, I was out there playing video games, bro. So,
hey, man, I was playing video games too. All right? Yeah, hey, man, listen.
So you play Madden and 2K.
No.
We will find out.
I was playing NBA Street, NFL Street.
You see my point here.
Sports games. Pokemon.
It's pretty much a sport. It's a sport with animals. So, you know, it's the same thing.
I was playing Budokai, Dragon Ball Z, you know.
That's mixed martial arts. It's a sport. You have nothing here. They're all sports games, bro.
All right, man. So this is how we're going to jump your shit off, all right? What y'all talking about me for, man?
Go ahead.
Number one, we got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, a staple in my book.
Oh, my God. The main character's name is CJ. Come on, man. Oh, shit. That's so tough.
Starting off hot.
I love San Andreas, too. I gotta give it a three.
Hey, very respectable, man.
Yeah. Honestly, out of all the GTAs, that's probably my favorite one, honestly.
You can argue this is number one.
It's up there. You can say what you want about the new age shit, But San Andreas, the story was so good. The gameplay was amazing. Yes. You could just play it for hours. Oh my God, dude. And
man. DJ, man. Oh my Lord. This, see, when I was good, my uncle would let me play this.
That's, oh my God.
Okay. All right. Back to the regular scheduled program, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, I have Def Jam Fight for New York.
Oh my God, you bastard. Ooh.
Some bangers.
I'm gonna say five.
Five. You know five. What? That's still respectable. If you look at the rest of the list, very respectable, man.
I love that game.
I would have put this number four, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to see again, I'm trying to think of the audience.
Yeah.
What else you would have on that list?
Right.
But I know how much you like that game. So I'm like, it's got to be five plus. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, there's some games on here you definitely probably would like better, honestly.
Okay. That's fair.
I think you would, honestly. Like this next game, you honestly might like better. Halo.
I'm going to put that at 10.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I'm putting it at 10.
I thought you'd like Halo.
Nah. Okay. So I've played Halo. I've played most of the Halo games. I don't think I've played them all, but like, you also got to remember, I was late to the Xbox game. So, like, I was a big Nintendo and then PlayStation guy, and then didn't jump to Xbox until well after, like, the Xbox One was out. So, like, I went through the Halo stuff with Xbox and 360 with my brothers, but I never actually owned the shit. So, while I got to play with friends at, like, parties and shit, I sucked at Halo. I was good at the story, but I was getting murked all the fucking time, getting roasted all the time. So, I got nothing but bad memories with Halo. I don't like getting roasted when I'm a gamer. So fuck Halo, and their fan base is also very toxic. True. And fuck all that shit. So they're a solid 10 for me.
As I'm packing a bowl, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
For what?
Packing a bowl just to smoke.
It's our show. What you do? The audience knows this. We are almost.
I think I'm high.
I think you are too, yes. I was like, we're almost at episode of 100, sir. The audience knows what it's all about. So you're totally fine.
All right.
What's
thank
next
you
on your list?
Thanks for not judging me. Oh my God.
Acceptance. Here.
Acceptance. All right, man. I'm pretty sure you played this series. Resident Evil 4.
Nine.
What?
I have never played a Resident Evil game in my life, nor will I. I don't like horror shit. I don't like horror movies. I don't like horror video games. I've seen Resident Evil. The first one was pretty dope. After that, they all suck. The games, never played them, so it's a 9. It would be a 10 if I could.
You just said you don't like anything horror?
Not really. Horror.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Not really. Like, it's not my cup of tea. Like, I'll watch some scary shit, but, like, I don't need to, like, that's not my thing. It's never been my thing. Plain and simple. He just shakes his head, just takes one hit.
Anyway, gotta like this game. If you don't like this game, I don't know what to tell you. Super Smash Bros.
Oh, that's a 2. 2.
I love that, ladies and gentlemen. That's
not only do I love that game, I love every iteration of that game. I've been in tournaments for that game. I've played in college in that game as well. Like, Smash Bros. Is one of the best things ever created in video games. It brings people together. It tears friendships apart. It's amazing. It's amazing. And the only thing you can do is get better. You don't like it? Get good, motherfucker.
Because guess what? If you don't, you're going to keep getting your ass whooped.
Absolutely. And best believe, my number one man has been Link since day uno. N64 to the very day. To this day is Link, my ride or die. And I challenge anybody. Are you looking for some business? Because I got this work.
Sir, for you. I will knock you off the map.
Right. Okay. I would love it. This ain't Madden, bro.
Madden. I got a GameCube, all right?
I got a Switch. I got a shit right now, bro.
You know what? We could run it on Melee and what's the one on Switch?
I'll run it on every version with Link.
Let's do it.
And run you out the gym.
Let's do it. I'm
this
picking
ain't
Roy.
Madden.
I'm picking Roy, and I'm picking Roy.
Oh, you said Roy and Roy.
You got to have skill to play with Roy.
Ain't no X's and O's in this shit, bro.
No, there's none. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's just knock your bitch ass off the map. That's all it is.
And that's why it's a 2. That's why it's a 2, folks.
That's why the game's amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, look, I'll play a game later. I fucking love it.
Anything that ruins friendships is typically a great game, like Catan.
Right. Oh, fuck yeah. Kattan is that's a beast.
No wheat for you, man.
No,
sorry.
Sorry.
No
drought.
Move make your on, fucking sir. Own.
Does it make your own? Get out there and start farming, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were listening to what's going on in the background.
Oh, no. What's listening in the back? Are you farting in the background?
Oh, you can't hear it? Okay, good, good. It's a good thing
no.
you can hear it.
Okay, oh, I can hear it. None of that shit.
Bro, fucking fire trucks and cops and all that shit, sirens.
Oh. Oh, you got them kind of problems again.
No, I don't know. It's weird. I'm by downtown. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. You hope things are good over there.
Yeah. Oh, well. Whatever.
Oh, well.
All right, man. So I got Pokemon for Gen 1. Talking about red, green, blue, yellow.
Green?
If you live overseas.
I was going to say, you got the Japanese version. Yeah. What do I have left?
All right. So you have 1, 4, 7, 8.
1, 4, 7, 8.
Yes.
Pokemon Blue is one of the greatest games ever made. It's a number one for me.
You know what? I concur.
It started a video game renaissance. It is one of the best series of all time. I still play it to this day. It's only gotten better. It has a dedicated anime following that's still going to this day. It's a multi-billion dollar franchise. I'm sorry. If you don't like Pokemon, you're the problem. Pokemon's amazing. It's so fun. And I mean, that's the original one. I would play the original. I just finished a run on Red like a month ago. So like, I'll pick the shit up any day of the week. I've taught my son how to be a Pokemon master now. So like, Pokemon is a legacy. So I'm sorry. Until you touch a legacy, it's a number one for me.
All right. Now let me ask you this. You are the leader, the last boss of the Elite Four.
Oh, shit.
Who is your boss Pokemon?
Okay, I usually get shit for this, but I stand by it no matter what. Every fucking time, it's a Muk.
What?
Yes.
Why?
I will get a Muk every single time, like max a shot of it. Muk is a high defense Pokemon, and I've always been partial to a poison heavy team. I will wear people out with a poison Pokemon. A good Muk with a toxic and acid armor so you can't fucking touch it. All I have to do is just wear you out. All I have to do is wait. Poison and wait. You can't. All you do is whittle down defense. He can learn recover.
And what are you gonna do? Use minimize?
Exactly. That's it. You can't touch him. If you do, you can barely hurt him. He's got special defense and you just die in front of him. What else are you gonna do about it? And poison Pokemon are strong against most types. So what are you gonna do? You're just gonna die. Slow, painful. Withering. I love it. I love poison Pokemon. I've won with the Elite Four with all poison teams before. I will run through your fucking team little by little. It's great.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you're really just a toxic dude. Wow.
I told you. I tried to warn y'all. I'm sick on the inside. I don't care. I want you to suffer. You playing me? If you have the audacity to challenge me to a Pokemon battle, wear you out. Pause. What's next, sir?
I got Final Fantasy VI.
Six? Interesting choice. I'm so glad you just said that instead of seven. Like six. Most people would.
Fuck seven.
Thank you. Okay, so what do I have left again?
You have, you got 4, 7, and 8.
That's a four. It would rank higher if I had it available.
Oh, right. It would rank higher. Okay.
RPGs are role-playing games are my absolute favorite type of video game, and Final Fantasy is the reason for that. The entire series, I've played front to back. Six is top three RPG of all time, if not the number one. So, yeah. Final Fantasy VI is what got me started in role-playing games, and it's fantastic. I played it 5 times now. Amazing. It's always amazing.
5 times?
Yeah. I fucking love Final Fantasy, dude. My God.
Great choice. All right. Next, I got NBA. Wait, hold up. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. You don't have 6. You don't have 7. And you don't have 8. So 6, 7, and 8 are left.
Okay.
All right. So you got NFL Street.
Oh, the first one?
The first one.
6.
6.
Again, this would rank higher. I love NFL Street more than most life.
Great game. Fucking love running up game. Walls and shit.
Oh, bring it back. Please stop giving us the same Madden shit every year. Give me a new age NFL Street where I can do all the same shit. Don't give me new age. Just remaster the old thing and just slap it on the Xbox. I'm good. That's all it. I need. That's all I want.
Fortnite that bitch.
Right. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, I got NBA Street Volume 2.
7. I knew it was on the list somewhere.
7. That means number 8 is College Football 25.
That's fair. I'm still getting started with it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I like it. And I like that because I'm better at NFL Street than I am at NBA Street. So I'm totally fine with that.
Mm, that's fair. That's fun. Yeah, you got a good list, man. So 10 to 1. Let's go. We got Halo 10, Resident Evil 4, 9. Number 8, we have it, but I can't find it anywhere. But number 7, we have NBA Street Volume 2. Number 6, we have NFL Street. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 8 was College Football 25. Sorry.
There you go.
Number 5, Def Jam Fight for New York. Number 4, Final Fantasy 6. Number 3, GTA San Andreas. Number 2, Super Smash Bros. And number 1, Pokemon Blue with Muk.
Every time. All the time. Every time. Muk, Venomoth. Shout out to my boys. Okay, poison Pokemon.
Hey, no, for real though, Venomoth, very underrated.
Psychic and poison? I'm sorry. Yes. I'm wiping your team.
Yeah.
And a bug? Come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You could teach it Psychic, Psybeam, and then the fucking poison shit, whatever you want. Yep. Toxic. Yeah.
Because toxic, it poisoned them, but it gets worse as it goes.
Yeah.
You can, it's like 3 or 4 turns are dead.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. You can try to heal. I'm just going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Please die.
Waste all your full restores. Waste all.
Go ahead.
All-
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Poisoned out. Okay, let's flip the script. Let's flip the script since you think it's so easy. I'm going to start with GoldenEye.
Fuck.
Man. It's so easy, right? Deep in thought, folks.
Man. Honestly, just in general, 007 games, typically amazing.
I mean, yeah, let the record show.
I would put that game number 5.
Okay, that's fair. It was a little after your time, though. I mean, before your time.
It was. I was gonna give it 4.
Yeah,
but I'll give it 5 because I want to see what's on this list.
Okay. Next up, just like you said, NBA Street Volume 2.
I ain't gonna lie. This game holds a special place in my heart. I used to play this shit all the time. I played this before I played NBA Live or NBA 2K.
That's wild.
I used to play this in my mom's van when we used to drive from Milwaukee to Minnesota and back.
Hell yeah.
Man, number 1.
I absolutely agree with that, especially for the reasoning. Number it's up one. There, man. It's so fun.
Nobody can fuck with me in NBA Street Volume 2.
Specifically, honestly, I wasn't good at it. I'm never good at it, but...
Oh. I wasn't saying you. I was just, you fucking listeners, I'll bust all y'all. Jordan, I'll bust your ass. Donovan, I'll bust your ass too. Fucking Swami, I'll beat your ass too. Fucking.
Has anyone ever beaten you in that game?
No.
Honestly, never.
Never.
Undefeated. No.
I don't remember losing ever in that game.
Do you know someone who can refute that claim?
I honestly don't because I was a child giving people the business. So... I don't know who would remember, but I was a child giving people the business.
He was a child prodigy.
I really was, bro. I'm talking about saving my game breakers.
Wow.
When you got somebody that gets game breaker after scoring 3 points, that's me. So I'm talking about I'm spamming dribble moves, breaking your ankles, passing the ball, throwing the ball off the backboard, doing all crazy shit, doing triple alley-oops. That's me.
That was you.
That was me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. How about Grand Theft Auto 5?
GTA 5, I actually have not played it as much as I'd like.
Mm.
The game is fun, though. I'm not going to lie. And for that reason and that reason alone, I'll put it number 6.
Number 6, okay.
Yeah. San Andreas, I'd rank way ahead of that.
Oh, man. San Andreas is so fucking, it's a masterpiece of a game.
Yep. I waited for you to clarify, because...
Yes. Five specifically, because I know San Andreas is like number 1 for me, so that's... Oh. Yeah. Okay. Where do you put NBA Jam?
Yo, NBA Jam is fun as fuck.
I know. Second place in the tournament 3 years ago.
Yep. You and Chan, right?
That's right. Shout out to Chan.
Shout out to Dog. Number 4. I like it. I'm not that good at it, but it's really fun.
That is shocking.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's too arcadey.
Too arcadey. That's the fun of it, though. It's
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not, it's nothing but threes. It's Steph Curry. It's nothing but threes and dunks. That's it. That's yeah. The whole thing.
But I need a little bit of realism. I think that's why I like street.
Okay.
Because there's that's just fair. Enough realism, but
yeah, it's not overly card. Yeah, the NBA Jam is just full sprints. It's just the entire full court press the whole time.
He's on fire.
Yes, that's you can't beat that, man. You can't beat that shit. How about, and this is gonna be interesting, Mortal Kombat 2.
All right, hold up. What I got available?
2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10, and then 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Oh my man. Woo, I was three. A little worried.
Let me see, bro. Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, Street Fighter, damn near 1, 2, 3, and 4. Bro, I used to play that shit all the fucking time.
Nonstop.
All the fucking, didn't matter what system.
Oh no, they're all good.
All good. Number three. One of the best combat martial arts games of all time.
I already told the wife when this basement is done, that is the first arcade I'm buying. The Mortal Kombat 2 arcade, it's already gonna happen. Ooh, in Mortal Kombat 2?
Yeah.
It has now and always been. Well, I actually have two.
Okay.
I actually have two.
That's fair.
But if I had to choose between the two, it's my boy Kung Lao. It's always been Kung Lao. That's my guy in every game. However, in Mortal Kombat 2 specifically, I would argue I am equally as good with Reptile.
Yes. Reptile's a try-hard character.
Exactly. It's a lot of drama with Reptile.
If you want to embarrass someone, you'll pick Reptile.
Exactly. You could juggle their ass, pause, all across, back and forth on that screen, and they would just throw the controller down because as soon as you get that timing down with his fucking invisibility and his acid spit and his little fucking sonic ball, it's over. I can do that juggle, and it's done. It's done. So, sorry, folks. Okay.
Very fair.
Okay. Since you brought it up, I got to put it out here for you. Pokemon Blue.
See, you had blue, I had red.
Yes.
I love it.
I was a
it.
Blue guy. Yes.
Number two.
Yeah. Good answer.
Easily, man. Number two. Man. If I wasn't playing NBA Street, I was playing this. I was playing Pokemon, man. My Charmander. Who's on the street in my sixth spot? Charmander with me. Knocking them hoes.
He means his bicycle, folks. Because the character is like 10 years old. Also, how fucked up is that? You're a 10-year-old and your parents are like, oh, time to get the fuck out of the house. Yeah. And you go across the world to train animals to fight each other. Yo. Your mom and dad are just like, yo, send us a postcard.
Yo,
and everyone's cool with it.
Hey, yo, I shit you not, bro. I shit you not. So. There's a reason why I use that NWA or that Eazy-E shit.
Oh.
It's because back in the day, I realized that as a kid. I'm like, Mom, you know, this guy I'm playing, he's 10 years old, and he left his mom to go live out his dream. You know, I'm only 8 years old, and I'm going to go do that. So, goodbye, Mom. I'm going to play NWA on the way out.
You just said it to your mom?
I did. I said it to my mom.
Wow.
And she just looked at me, and she just laughed.
Right, the fuck?
But I was dead serious.
Of course you were, but she was like, go clean your fucking room.
You don't get your bitch ass in the shower.
Right? We got school tomorrow, motherfucker.
I'm like, fuck, fine.
Take the garbage out.
She said, you know I comb your hair before you go to school, boy. You better shut your ass up.
Right? Ain't got no snacks in the bag. Man, oh man. But they did it. They made sure. All right. Since you mentioned Mortal Kombat 2, I also have Street Fighter 2 on here.
Mm.
You have 7, 8, 9, 10.
Damn. I'd have to put a 7.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Oh, man. But it'd be higher, man, honestly. It'd be higher than GoldenEye for me.
Oh, man.
This is one of those nostalgias, man. I mean, I used to get my ass beaten all the time because I was always the baby cousin. But, man, we used to just run tournaments at the house.
That's how you do it, man. They had a tournament mode in the game.
Yeah.
Every weekend we run that shit with the cousins, bro. That shit
Street
was great.
Fighter. My guy was Ryu. That was my boy.
Oh man. Spammer. Ham and Egger. Hate that dude.
Everyone would let me get him because I was the weakest player. Everyone would
see?
Let me get him.
But here you go. Trying to make up for it. That's some bullshit.
Yep.
But shout out to my boy E Honda. That was my guy. Fucking hand slap.
Yeah,
that's
what the fuck
is fucking lean on the fucking controller.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, oh my God.
That athletic ass sumo wrestler.
Hell yeah. Flying across the street. Honda was the man.
Hell yeah. Honda was cold.
That's another one. Y'all ever want Street Fighter 2? Y'all can get this work too on that one too.
Fuck Honda, and who's that like lion monkey dude?
You mean Blanca?
Blanca.
Who's the lion monkey dude? That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Man, he's a little panda ass too.
If you use Blanca, man, you was toxic.
Hell yeah. Sit there and just zapping people in the corner over and over and over again. That's what you had to do. Yeah. It's just horseshit. But where do you see? You got 8, 9, and 10 left, but now I'm going to throw you Super Smash Bros.
Fuck. Damn. See, man, I would have put GoldenEye 10.
See?
Fuck. But GoldenEye is a good game.
It is.
Fuck.
But not for the Super Smash Bros.
No, hell no. Now I got to put it 8.
Oops.
Sorry.
You're not going to like the rest of this list at all.
Yeah, I hate this list now.
I know it. Next up is NFL Street Volume 2.
Feel it. 9.
Yep. Oh, and that means you're number 10. And I'm just going back to the list. Number 10 for you is ESPN NFL 2K5.
With Terrell Owens on the... End the show. I'm done. So fuck this shit, man. I ain't got man. I'm fucking 30 already, man. God damn. So I have a heart attack at 30. What the fuck, man?
At number 10 was 2K5. NFL Street Fight 2. He shut us on camera off. Oh my God. At 8, he's got Super Smash Bros. 7 is Street Fighter 2. 6 is GTA 5. 5 is GoldenEye. Then NBA Jam. Mortal Kombat 2. Pokemon Blue. An NBA Street Volume. Sorry for your loss. That was amazing. It's a great game.
Those were a great list of games. I'll give you that.
Those are legends on there.
Legendary games.
Then we got time for one or two more. How about you pick the next topic then?
One or two more, absolutely, man. Next one, we'll go quarterbacks.
Mix a little sports in here. Okay, who's starting this one?
We got a little sports in here. We'll go Snake. You go.
I'll go. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll like this one. This one's going to be an interesting grouping for you. NFL quarterbacks, again, group of 10. I'm going to start with Russell Wilson.
Right. Russell Wilson, man.
Your hand went on your forehead so fast.
7.
Okay. I like it. Next is Michael Vick.
Oh, man. I'm almost tempted to put him number 1. I ain't gonna lie to you. Fuck it. Put my guy number 1. Michael Vick number 1. Fuck the bullshit.
I knew you were going to do it, too. You can't resist it. He took a shot.
Fuck the bullshit.
I can't even blame you. I can't blame you, man. What are you even supposed to do? It's Mike Vick, man. Okay. Donovan McNabb.
Nice. I like McNabb a lot.
But how much?
I do think he's a better quarterback than Russell Wilson all time. I actually do. McNabb, let's put him number 6.
Number 6.
Yep.
I like it. About where I put him too, I think. How about Steve Air McNair?
Oh, man. Air McNair was the man, bro. You talk about a man with a cannon?
Woo!
Oh my God, bro! If Jameis Winston had fundamentals,
there it is.
He'd be Steve McNair.
Yeah,
because Steve McNair was like that type of leader too. Like he was that type of dude.
Motivational. In the locker room. Yes, absolutely.
Man, give me Air McNair at number 3.
I like it. I like that a lot. Rest in peace. Okay, right. This will be interesting. Lamar Jackson,
number 2.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether you would go for that or not. Okay.
Man, I think, honestly, he is weird, but I think he's underrated.
Somehow, right?
Yeah.
He's not getting the respect he still has more than earned.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah.
How many people can say they're a 2-time MVP?
I can't. No, that's for damn sure.
A lot of Hall of Famers can. A
lot of Hall of Famers. So, where do you put, and you have 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, Cam Newton?
4.
Woo.
4.
Wow. Yo,
I don't give a damn what anyone says, man. Cam fucking Newton was the man, bro. Cam Newton was electric through the air, on the ground. Never got the respect he deserved. That Super Bowl run with the Panthers was memorable. I remember that shit for the rest of my life. Give me Cam Newton at number four. I love him at four. That's perfect. That's right where I put him.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, that Panthers run was wow. The last time we said anything good about the Panthers, honestly.
You know, ever since them and Cam Newton had a divorce, it was all bad.
Right. It's how we were with Lovie Smith. Everything's cursed ever since then.
Yeah. Like, at least just keep the dude around.
Right. Ambassador, something. But shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. 5, 8, 9, and 10 left. Where do you put Dante Culpepper?
You're doing all black quarterbacks.
You got it.
Hey! Yep. I noticed it right away. When you met Aaron McNair, I'm like, oh, he going all black.
All black quarterbacks. You figured it out.
Yep. Which is fine because black quarterbacks are honestly my favorite quarterbacks. You know why? Because they can do shit off script. I'm sorry. That's not right. A lot of white quarterbacks can. I'm sorry. They can't.
We got the spice. Got the flavor.
So I have what left? 8?
5, 8, 9, 10.
5. Culpepper is probably like 9.
Okay. Okay.
9. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else you would have. I'd put him 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. there's still quite a few. And maybe ones I did not put on the list for a certain reason.
All right.
We'll see. Next up is Jalen Hurts.
Bro, 5.
He's 5, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I feel comfortable saying that. I like Jalen Hurts.
I feel I know where these last two are going to go, but it's going to be funny to hear it out loud. Dak Prescott.
10.
Ah, I knew it!
No hesitation. 10.
Oh, I fucking knew it. Which means...
Number 8?
Go back in order. No, yeah, no. I'm going to go back in order. Dak Prescott's at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Culpepper at 9.
Yes.
Number 8 for you is Robert Griffin III.
Hey, I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Robert at his best is better than those guys. I don't give a damn.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And then Russell Wilson, Donovan McNabb, yep. Jalen yep. Hurts, yep. Cam Newton, Steve yep. McNair, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick. I think it's actually a perfect list from what you had.
Absolutely.
I think I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a damn thing on here.
Not a fucking damn thing. Michael Vick at 1 was genius.
Yes, black quarterbacks, baby. All the flavor you need in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love my list for you.
Oh, God.
Number 1 on my list for you, Mitchell Trubisky.
10.
10.
Hard,
oh, shit.
Hard 10.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right.
I don't even care who was worse than that. Hard 10.
Okay. All right. So I'll write that down. Number 10, you have Trubisky.
If he's the best one on your list, I swear to God.
Oh, no. There might be worse. There might be better. Okay, we'll next see. One, we'll see. Nick Foles.
I knew he's on your list. Okay. 9.
9.
And he won a Super Bowl, but that was the flukiest Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Number 9, Nick Foles. All right.
He's all white quarterbacks.
No. No.
I'm kidding.
No, they're not, actually.
Good. Okay. Thank God.
Yes. All right. Next man for you, Brian Griese.
8. What the fuck is his list?
8.
What?
Okay. We'll see if
are you giving me Bears quarterbacks? I swear to God. Wow. Because there's so many to choose from.
Oh, it's hard for me to pick 10.
Yeah. There shouldn't be. We've got 80 of them.
This is, bro, I didn't know Brian Griese played for y'all.
Oh, I remember it fondly.
He went to Michigan.
Yeah, I know. Well aware of Griese. Who else you got on that list?
All right, man. I got some more of your boys. Like Jim Miller.
7. I wasn't even allowed to watch him.
Miller.
Wow.
He wasn't conceived yet, ladies and gentlemen. No. Next, I have Caleb Williams.
1. Shit. Fuck it. He's already the best one we've ever had. It's insane.
Caleb. All right. Kyle Orton.
Fucking 6. Oh, my God. This is painful. Most painful list ever.
Kyle Orton. No, it gets better. I promise you. I promise you it gets better.
God.
Watch this.
I already know who else is on that list. And I'm just gonna
Jim
5 for him.
Harbaugh.
3. Jim Harbaugh is a 3. He gets a 3 because that's how low that bar is. Yikes.
All right.
Pain and suffering. 3.
All right. Next name for you, we got Rex Grossman.
Fucking 2. No. Give me a 4.
4.
He got us to a Super Bowl, but he didn't do anything about it. He's an F-rated. No, I'm sorry. We got to the Super Bowl despite Rex Grossman, but I got to give him credit. He was there for most of the ride. Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Next, you got Justin Fields.
There he is. Okay. So if you did
see 5-2.
See, because this could be a trick. Because I could say your last two are Fields and Cutler, but your punk ass might have Mike Glennon or Mark Sanchez in that bitch. And I'm going to end up with butt fumble as number two. So I'm going to say Fields is number two.
Fields is number two?
Wondering who the hell you have left on that list. That's the only reason I'm putting him at two.
All right. Well, let me read off the names for you. Starting at 10.
Fucking hell.
10, we got Bisky.
Bisky.
9, we got Foles, St. Nick.
Cool it.
8, we got Greasy, Greasy Grease.
Greasy Grease.
7, we got Jim Miller, not the one that fights in the UFC.
I wish.
Number 6, we have Kyle Orton. Number 5, we have Jay Cutler.
I knew it. Okay. I wasn't sure where you're going. I'm fine with him at 5. Whatever.
And then we got 4, Rex.
Yep.
3, Harbaugh. 2, Jay Fields. And 1, Caleb Williams.
That's crazy. Do put everyone on the list except for the one that actually won a championship. That's wild. That's some bullshit. Do get Jim McMahon. Nothing.
I was like, wait, there was another Jim that played for y'all. Let me scribble this name and put this one.
The successful one. And then there was the other guy.
And then the coach? Coach
who happens to be a good coach, but an average ass quarterback. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that was fucking painful. Thank you for that. I hated it. Didn't want to talk about the Bears at all. You just had to just deliver that steaming pile right onto my fucking plate here. Okay. We're going to finish up with one more. And I think it's going to be the most robust one of them all.
You pick.
We're doing movies.
Let's get it.
We got to do movies.
All right. It's Snake.
On the 1 through 10. It's Snake, so is it?
It's me?
It's on you, I think. Yes.
I'll ask you.
Yes, sir.
All right. First movie on the list I have for you is Inception.
Oh, my God.
Starting this shit off hot.
I'm going to put that at 3.
3. That's an excellent choice.
That is one of the best endings in a movie I've ever witnessed live in a movie theater. I've never heard a crowd unanimously gasp at a last scene. That was wild as fuck.
If you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Because you'll be mad at me if I did. You'll be mad at me if I did.
I don't think you even could. Like, if you try to explain it, you sound insane.
You'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
But you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece of a fucking movie. So, yes. That's the top 3 for me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The Hangover.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to put that at a 9.
9. Okay.
It's a 9.
I ain't mad at that.
It's a good movie, a little overrated in my opinion, but the Mike Tyson appearance makes up for a lot of it. So. that was a huge moment. Whenever I play Phil Collins in the air tonight, I sing it like Mike Tyson still because of that movie. I can't even help it.
And I can't even blame you.
Right.
Over there, walks over there and knocks a dude out.
It's iconic. It's iconic. So I can't put it at 10 because of that.
Which way I stick my tiger?
So fucking good. That's genius shit.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Third movie, The Mummy.
The Mummy?
The Mummy.
Wow. I'll put it at 10, but 10. It's not because I don't like it. It's not because I don't like it. That's a great movie. I'm playing the odds on that one. That's all.
Got you. Safe. Next movie I got for you, Titanic.
Oh, my God. How did I know it was going to be on the list?
Wow.
I knew because we talked with this on the show many times.
Oh, we might have, yeah.
Many, I know, yeah, I can clip it right here. Many times. I'm gonna put Titanic at a 7.
7, okay.
Which is 7.
It's, all right, man.
Yeah. That's a big movie.
All right. Next one, Us.
Oh my God. Do I have 8 left?
You do.
I'm putting an 8.
8? Wow.
It's really, really good, but that movie freaked me the fuck out.
Oh.
As I mentioned earlier, I'm not a big horror movie guy. I've seen the shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I gotta like it.
Yeah.
That movie's fucked up, but it's good.
Yeah, it freaked him out.
Freaked me the fuck out, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. A different type of freaky movie. Mm-hmm. The Notebook.
Ooh.
You have 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
That's it. Damn. 6.
6. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Did you like the movie at all?
No, not even a little bit. but I can't put it below anything.
It would have been 10?
Yeah. It would have been 10 for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Got it. I love your list.
Man.
All right, man. Next movie, Rush Hour.
Oh, I have one still, right?
You have one.
It's number one. It's number one.
Can't blame you.
Oh, my God. I could quote that entire fucking movie if I sat here. I totally could.
Man.
I love the Rush Hour series.
You know what?
It's like so much. It's like a top 10 series for me.
That's a movie you can play like at home, like a couple times a week. And it's cool.
I do. Cool. I just fall back to it. It's nothing on Rush Hour.
Fuck it. Like, you'll walk by and catch a laugh.
Right. Like the worst you can do is laugh for 2 straight hours. It's so fucking good. And then you put the Jackie Chan martial arts on top of it. It's
like, oh my God, this is funny. Wait, oh my God, they could really box. Oh, exactly. Shit. Fuck. They shooting.
The comedic timing. Oh, the chemistry. Oh, yes. Please, God. If you've never seen Rush Hour. Oh my God.
The fuck are
Get
you doing?
Get some culture. Get some culture in your life. What? What are you doing?
Do better. All right, man.
Go on.
Next movie. Romeo Must Die.
Oh my God. What are my numbers left?
Two, three, four, five. Is that it?
Really?
Yeah. Two, four, five. Three is Inception.
I'm gonna put Roman Must Die at a five.
Five. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. But damn, if that's not a good movie.
That's a yeah.
Jet Li's my boy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh,
at first
man.
You don't succeed.
That's I was gonna say, and the soundtrack. Let's not even twist it. Fuck, it's man. So fucking good.
Oh man.
A Timbaland ass soundtrack. Oh my God. Can't beat it.
Shout out to Leo, man. RIP.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, man. So you got Friday.
Now, see, on my list, I couldn't do this all in one, like, 10 group. I separated the comedies to a different group because I was like, I can't. There's too many fucking good comedies. Okay, what do I have left now? Two, four.
Two and
That's
four.
It?
Yep.
I'm going to put Friday at a – I'm putting that at two. I'm going to put that at two.
Oh, man.
That at two. I use Friday gifts more than most movie gifts, I think.
No,
it's a legendary movie.
For me personally, I would agree with that. But you might disagree with that after you hear the next movie.
Motherfucker.
Enter the Dragon.
Oh, you know what? Is that four?
It's at four.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with
it? It's top five.
All right. Oh, that's fair.
Thank God.
That's fair.
That is my favorite martial arts movie of all time.
Mm.
But on a list this broad, as long as it's top five, I'm cool.
Okay. That's fair. I like it. I like it still. This is a good list. So at 10, you got The Mummy. 9, The Hangover. 8, Us. 7, Titanic. 6, The Notebook. 5, Romeo Must Die. 4, Enter the Dragon. 3, Inception. 2, Friday. And 1, Rush Hour.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. That's good. Okay. Since you did it that way, I'm going to stick the comedies on my list for the finale.
Okay.
For the finale.
Okay.
Strictly comedy movies.
Okay.
Super Troopers.
Ooh. What if I haven't seen it, man?
Oh.
Do I need to watch it?
You need to watch that tonight.
Okay, I'll watch it tonight and I'll get like chopped.
I was going to say, you must be chopped.
It's okay, absolutely.
Number one. Okay, we're going to put that on 10, but I'll put an asterisk on it.
Or how about you just sub it out?
I'll sub it out. Okay, fair enough. I'm going to sub that out with a Goofy movie.
That's a good one, man. Mm-hmm. I'll probably put that 9.
9, I like it. I think I'm on the spot. Okay, next I have Friday.
Fuck. This early?
Yes.
Yo, I might put that number 1.
Woo! I don't blame you.
Yeah, bro, let me put that number 1.
Okay. Next up, I have Coming to America.
Ooh, that movie almost made me cuss. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
I knew it was coming.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's a legendary line. That's how they start the damn movie.
That's how they start the movie, bro.
So good.
I gotta put that's top 5 for sure. So anything below 5 is eliminated. Let me put that number 4.
Okay. I think that's fair. I was going to swerve you and be like, I meant Coming to America, the sequel. Well, I'm not going to do that. I meant the first one. Because that movie, no. Okay. Where do you put Happy Gilmore?
So one and one, four, and nine, right?
You have one. Well, yeah, one, four, and nine so far. Yes.
Happy Gilmore. Fuck. That's actually. Oh, man. I actually kind of like that movie.
I would hope so. It's great.
But like the way where I'm gonna put it, that's why I'm saying it. Like how I'm saying it.
Okay.
Because like I'm gonna put it number. I'm gonna put it number seven.
Oh, I think that's fair.
But it almost feels like a sin because that's a good movie.
But you don't know what the rest of them are.
Yeah, but I don't know. Fuck, that's tough, man. Seven.
Okay. Rush Hour is also on my list, but I'm gonna say Rush Hour 2.
Which is also fucking good, which doesn't make it any easier. Thank you very much.
But just to differentiate.
Man, Rush Hour 2. Ooh, I want her in the pink too. Oh yeah, that one on the right.
You know the man, the black man in the buffet line? Oh, good. My favorite is still, and I use it all the time where he's like, well, he's like, I'm not gonna fight you like you a man. Or, no, I'm not gonna fight you like a woman. I want you to like a man. A very beautiful man with a perfect body. I like take to the movies. I was like, that's killer. That's a killer line.
And then he gets fucking roundhoused.
Exactly. Oh, kicks the shit out of him. Oh my god, so good.
Man, number two, Rush Hour two, number two.
I agree. That's fantastic. So fucking good. Okay, Pineapple Express.
Ooh, that's a fucking fantastic movie. Number five.
Now, okay. I like it. Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Here's a fun one. Major Pain.
All right. What do I have available?
3, 6, 8, 10.
3, 6, 8. The fuck. Major Pain.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Oof. Okay. Tough choice. 8.
Yeah. It was tough. Almost out of default. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Okay. 3, 6, and 10 left.
Mm-hmm.
Half Baked.
Half what?
Half Baked.
10.
Oh, wow. Have you seen it?
No.
You've never seen Half Baked with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's movie.
No, I've never seen it, bro.
You have a two for tonight. I'm letting you know now.
Wait, which one should I watch first?
Between those two. Ooh.
Half Baked?
I feel like you almost have to.
Okay, I'll watch Half Baked. And bro, I'm already kind of high right now. I'll make a bowl of noodles and watch that shit.
There you go. Like Half Baked and Super Troopers. I think that I'll put it this way. I think you'll like Half Baked more because it's Dave Chappelle, but Super Troopers is equally as legendary. So you gotta watch both. You gotta watch both.
So what you're saying, what I'm hearing from you is Super Troopers is a better movie.
I feel like it's a better movie, but it's also newer than Half Baked is. So it might be more recency bias that I like, but I adore Half Baked and I quote that movie more than anything else. So I'm a little more biased, so I'll let you decide. But both are an absolute must-watch.
Okay.
An absolute must-watch.
Okay, okay, okay.
And report back with your findings.
I'll report back. Are you going to sub this one out too? Or
nope, that's a number 10 for you. Okay. It's an assignment and a reminder for you to watch that fucking movie. 3 and 6 are left, and I'm throwing Anchorman out there.
3?
Interesting.
I hope 6 isn't a good movie.
Oh, here we go. Anchorman is another one I can fucking quote the entire fucking thing. But number 10, Half Baked. Number 9, A Goofy Movie, asterisk. Number 8, Major Pain. Number 7 is Happy Gilmore. 6 is Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Ooh. I ain't too mad. But.
Neil Patrick Harris, man. I had to bring it up.
I ain't mad. Like, I ain't too mad.
Right.
Fuck. That's a great movie. Yeah,
it's a great movie. 5 is Pineapple Express, then Coming to America, Anchorman, Rush Hour 2, and Friday. It's not a bad list at all.
Not a bad list.
You just need to see some more fucking movies. That's all. That's really what it comes down to.
You are absolutely right, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I got homework.
Good. That's your homework.
That's my homework.
Give the fans your last words for the evening.
Last words of the evening, man. You know, I won the last game in my fantasy football league this year, and hopefully that secures me a spot in the playoffs. I'm currently 7-6. I will be 8-6 by the conclusion of this game, regardless of how well T. Higgins plays, because I was already up and his whole team already played. So Whoever I play in the playoffs, I'm going to have them on upset alert. So be on the lookout, man. I'm going to be the most dangerous. I don't know what seed I'd be. What, the lowest seed is what, six?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the most dangerous sixth seed of all time. So be on the lookout.
You say that Jaden every Fool. Year.
And every I'm right, year. Every year.
But no championships lately. So
yeah, you're right. Yeah. I would always, you know what? I'd have, I always do this. I always get a big first round upset win.
You do. And then, you're and always next, good for that.
And then the next round, one person beats my ass.
Yep.
Whether if it's Alvin Kamara with fucking six touchdowns.
Woo!
Or,
I'll never forget that in my life.
Or some bullshit like that happens. So it's okay. As long as, you know, I make some noise, I'm cool. But of course, we coming for that gold.
Yeah, we'll see how it ends up. You know, I've been securing the playoffs for a little bit now, both of my leagues. No big deal. Trying to be a defending champion in one and trying to regain what was rightfully mine in the Vault League. So we'll see.
Oh, I put it the might... champ out. I put the champ out, by the way.
You did. You did put the champ out. So it's all, you know, open for business now. So we'll see. One of the six of us will win. We'll have a fantasy preview for our fans as well. Probably next week's episode, we can run that. You're welcome in advance for that, folks. But in the meantime, before you get into that new hot and spicy content, dig into our old stuff. Get into the archives. We got almost 100 episodes of content ready and willing just for you. And wait, you can find that, what?
This will be 90 what when this one comes out?
This is 90. We are on
90s. 94?
I think this is 97. Let me double check. Those are podcasts. This is our show. That was 96. This is episode 97. So
97.
There you go, folks. After this one, it's 98, it's 99, and then it's 100. So don't go too far away. We got plenty of shit coming up. It's going to be a huge celebration for our show. A lot of reminiscing. Lots of tears of joy and lots of amazing new content just for you that we've been cooking up for the last few weeks. Trust me, it's going to be great. For all the archives and all the other things that we have done in the past that you want to catch up on, make sure you see that at The Bank Bro Show on YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com, at Bank Bro Show on Instagram. That's what it's always at. That's where you're going to find it. And we got more coming up too. Maybe other social media avenues are opening up for us as we speak. Hint, hint alert. Be on the lookout for that. That was a big cough. See, that was called a foreshadow. We call that the business. That's what that is. So make sure you come back and see us next time, folks, because you know what it is. Bank Bros are in your city, here for you as we always are. And you can bank on it. Peace out. See you next week.
1, 2, 3. Lock, lock.